Why do estate agents cut their marketing when the market gets tough? Today, I'm joined by Jamie Minas, who is an estate agent from Norfolk, big in the game. Why do estate agents cut their marketing when the housing market gets tough?
I think it's like a natural survival mode that they think that just by cutting things down, that's going to help them. But actually, the reverse is evident. I've had a big debate on LinkedIn recently with some business owners and estate agency owners who are cutting marketing and getting rid of people. And it's like, well, let's just look at the numbers and let's actually try and work out where you're investing the money. If you're cutting things you're investing on into already because you don't think there's giving you a return, well, that's just the wrong thing to be spending your money on. But in a challenging market, you need to spend money. You need to spend money on marketing, on trainees, on people to win business. That's going to bring in enough income to cover its costs and hopefully make you a tiny bit on top. So it's a real bugbear when I see agents just constantly cutting their spending.
They'll say that's easy for you to say because you've got a five branch network and loads of the Wonga. But if I'm having to do it as a survival mode.
Do you think I really want to be spending money on stuff that actually doesn't bring money in? I'm just losing money. If the thing you're spending money on anyway, even in a good market, is bringing a return, it's bringing a return. Whether you're in a good market or a bad market, that just has to show a return. And even in a bad market, and last year we had the challenging market, we made no redundancies, we upped our marketing spend, and it produced enough money back in. It's just making sure that where you spend that money,
And
it's
that's the
giving you a
thing. It's
return.
what, you know, what should people be spending their money on too? I mean, ultimately, even if it becomes a buyer's market, you still need the damn, it's all about listings. You just need more of them, decent ones.
For sure. And you need to be able to negotiate the right fees. Having good agency training, having good marketing, having good structure in place. All of these things need money spent on them. So I would say that if you are having to cut your money and you cut your spend going into a more challenging market, it's not necessarily because of the market, it's because you haven't invested in the right place initially.
And quite often it's easier to improve your income than cut your costs because you can only cut so far, can you?
And you can't save your way to wealth. You know, if you have £100 in the bank today, in a year's time, it's worth in theory 7% less in spending power because of inflation. The year after, you lose another 7%. 10 years' time, have you earned any money out of it? No, you haven't. So you need to invest the money you've got to then hopefully create a multiplier effect and produce more income.
Interesting, you talked about training your staff, and I know you train your colleagues every 3 weeks. Estate agents are very good at dropping their pants on their fees. Are you training your guys to keep their fees up?
Absolutely. Yeah, first thing we did when the market changed is to raise our fees, the first thing we did. If we're going to have to work harder for our clients to sell the property, why shouldn't we charge a better fee? If we know we're spending more time and more resources on better marketing, we've got an in-house videographer, we've got four in-house professional photographers, they're not cheap. You know, we're going to have to deliver results for our clients, and to do that, we're going to have to spend money, and to do that, we are going to have to make sure that our fees are fair for us and for the
So if the
client.
market gets even harder in 2024,
Fees go up.
you're looking forward to that.
It's more exciting, it's more of a challenge, but it's actually fair because we're saying to a consumer, if we're going to be spending far more money than our competitors going into this market, we're going to give you the best chance of getting the right price for your home. And ultimately, you only pay the fee if we can get the property sold for the price you're happy with.
Thank you for your time today, Jamie.
Cheers, Chris.